This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. Well, the headlines in the Sydney Morning Herald got my attention. These were the words, Lifeline calls for target after spike in suicides. Now, it made for shocking reading, actually. It said in part that death by suicide had risen by 9% in 12 months, and the chairman of Lifeline called this an outrage, which is correct. In 2017, for example, in Australia, there were 3,128 deaths by suicide. Tragic and very sad. You see, there is something that's wrong. Of the number who died by suicide in 2017, depression was experienced by 43% of them. There was also the drug and alcohol misuse. So more men and women die in this way than any other. Suicide is painful, perplexing situation. I wish the answers were clearer. When a person takes their own life, it certainly is a tragedy beyond comprehension. And so we're likely to think in terms of failure of a family, or there's just not one good thing about it. So what can we say about this? Is it all too hard? You probably know of at least one family where this has happened. Very distressing. I think that every suicide is an attempt to say, I need help. People will use faulty reasoning. They'll have a sense of hopelessness, say things like, nobody really cares. I wish I were dead and this world would be better off without me. So if you've ever been to the funeral of someone who's committed suicide, as I have, you'll never forget that experience. There's a lot of anguish, confusion, anger, guilt. Suicide has been said to be a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And the name or the word suicide itself comes from the Latin word sui, meaning of oneself, and cida, C-I-D-A, which means to kill oneself. And statistics show us a wide range of people who've contemplated and committed suicide. Very alarming. And when a person commits suicide, it can be a very selfish, unthinking act. In those circumstances, that person may not always, but may not consider God or his plan for them. There are other times when suicide is the result of a mental illness or an incapacity for rational thinking. And some people who go through the difficulty of things like the bipolar disorder or severe depression can be very susceptible to suicide, particularly if they're not receiving the right medical treatment or counselling. And if you ever contemplated suicide or you know someone who is, there are some insights that can help. First of all, I think don't be afraid to call someone and ask for help. Don't let your pride get in the way. And the second thing I would say is to ask Jesus Christ to give you new hope, to give you a new sense of meaning, because his life can indwell you, and his resources, the divine resources of God, are yours, even in the most desperate moment. And if you're not the one struggling with these feelings of suicide, or you've got a friend or someone in the family who seems to have given up, you can do something. You can try to recognize the clues that could be there, consciously or subconsciously. Look for the signs of depression, or listen out for those threats. You know, I've got nothing to live for. Be aware if someone withdraws or becomes very isolated. So trust your own judgment. Tell somebody else. Don't worry about breaking a confidence if the person is obviously or has a plan to commit suicide. Involve the help of others and stay with that person. Don't leave them. If you believe that person is in danger of actually carrying out the plan, stay with them. Wait with them until medical help comes. It's a permanent solution, as I said, to a temporary problem. Even though life's problems have got you down, can I say that God has created you? John 16, verse 33. And this says here, I have told you these things, Jesus said, so that in me you might have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You may have that journey of depression or problems, but if Jesus is the Lord of your life, nothing is impossible to him. Heavenly Father, thank you. Lord, it is just a tragic situation, but we know that you are bigger than suicide and that you can give people hope. Hope not just for eternity, but hope now. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.